ladies and gents, to the inaugural episode of the summer 2014 Local 107.3 FM Fundy Fringe Festival series, Fringe Power. We would like to welcome today our guests, Sandra Bell and Scott Lilly of Decoy Productions, discussing their performance of Portrait. We will also have Andrea Cunningham and JQ Smith, volunteer coordinators for the Fundy Fringe Festival. You're hearing us live in the booth on air on Local 107.3 FM. This is your producer, Judd Crandall, manning the controls on the show. And we have none other than Mr. Tim Turnell, with whom we are all going to crawl in bed this afternoon. So please stay tuned. We'll be here on the air until 5 o'clock. And we're going to bring you all in with a little bit of music for the night, people, from none other than Ralph.
Driving around aimlessly with my radio on. If it's Montreal, I'm all alone on Sherbrooke Street, Montreal West, past Loyola College. Yeah, I know it's not called that anymore. Winding around the little sleepy avenues where everybody's tired. Man, even the trees are tired. Yeah, they're tired of holding up the sky. You see, it gets kind of saggy past midnight. The paint's still not dry, so all these stars are shining and sparkling, but some guy is whispering, that smooth DJ voice is saying, this is for the night, people. This is for the night, people. Those strange creatures of the night, living from midnight to six. Why don't you pick up the phone and call me right now? 555-666. Oh, the little red light is on right now. And this is the best feeling in the world. When I roll my window down and breathe that cold air in my lungs because who is playing that saxophone on the Rideau Canal? Yeah, who is blowing that music while everyone is asleep in Ottawa? I can hear it on Bank Street, inside a little pizza place. I can hear the midnight howl. This is for the night, people. This is for the night, people. And it's time to move. Time to look outside the little window in your house and say, where is the door to get out of here? Where are the wheels? When can that gas stop burning? And when can I stand outside the gates at Quebec City and pour the night sky in my coffee cup? And are you the one? Are you the one who will sit beside me in the little horse-drawn carriage? Shivering under the blanket, watching the cold breath air come out of our mouths, and there's that music again. Who is that? Who is that saxophone serenading winter lovers? And who is beating the drum? Ah, hit the hi-hat. And yeah, is this really Cavendish and Côte Saint-Luc, Montreal, my hometown? Can you smell the bagels? Oh, really? It's 3 a.m. This is when the bakers are listening to the radio. They are making delicious cakes. They are stirring up that rhubarb pie I will shortly be having for breakfast on DeCary Boulevard. Yeah! Everybody stops to listen to that smooth DJ voice. This is for the night, people. This is for the night, people. This is for the night, people. Good night.
Thank you. Cool. Well, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello. Welcome to the show. My name is Tim Trunell, star of stage and screen, and most likely a great number of Canadian productions that you've never seen before in your life. With me is my Ed McMahon, my Doc Severinsen, and my producer all rolled into one, Judd Crandall.
Hello, Tim.
Judd. Judd is crammed in the adjoining bathroom of the station today in order to make room for today's show bed, which is a lovely queen-size mahogany in the shaker style, quite intricate, quite beautiful, with a queen-size posturpedic mattress. Very nice. Mm. You want to get on it right now, don't you, Judd?
I do. It looks so comfortable. This porcelain is quite cool right now.
Talk about porcelain. I think I almost like polished the enamel off my teeth with all that brushing.
That was some
very
vigorous brushing, Tim.
Well, thank you all for turning into our very first episode of In Bed with Tim Trunell, and congratulations to those people who are listening due to the fact that they had their power restored after Hurricane Arthur. How did you manage during Hurricane Arthur there, Judd?
Fairly well.
Didn't get blown over?
No. The bed sheets were getting blown around a lot. Everything was getting blown around a lot. I sleep in the back of a truck.
So I've seen that truck.
Quite luxurious.
Push the empties around.
It's true.
Well, I went uptown to take pictures like many did, and I've never seen so many people taking pictures of fallen unfortunates since my ex's last family reunion. I started taking photos of people taking photos. It was just insane. There were so many people. I think the city of St. John should invest in fallen trees in the uptown center for all year round. It'll just create a load of traffic. It'll be great for business.
People love to see a fallen tree.
And obviously it was proven. It was absolutely proven today with all the carnage that there was. Once again, welcome to the show. I wanted to do an interview show that was informative, fun, and different. A showcase of local talents from a variety of arenas. And I want to thank Local 107.3 FM for allowing me to do that and welcoming me into Fundy Fringe Power. Classic type of talk show in a very relaxed and comfortable way. So what is more relaxing and comfortable than chatting in bed? Like Johnny Carson with a duvet cover, shall we say. And today, I am wearing a pajama set composed of my ex's pajama bottoms that she lent me before we broke up. I forgot I had them. So it was a nice red and black checkered pattern. And to accent the day, as well as my pajamas, I have the first inaugural, I tried pronouncing that all day, Fundy Fringe Festival t-shirt from last year. You know those words that you know off by heart, but you know what they mean, you know what they are, but when
some of those words. Like some of those words.
What's your word?
Gigantism.
Like, how about...
I had to pause there for a moment.
Bum in the ball. Sure.
Oh, that's it. Don't make me say that.
You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter, 107.3 FM, or, shamelessly plugging, Theater Narcissist 12 and the Fundy Fringe Festival. Also, www.localfm.ca. You can tell your friends if they miss this episode, they can go online and listen to it later. So, where are we now? We are about ready to come up to the time of year, which we saw last year as being the inaugural...
Good job.
Thank you very much. Fundy Fringe Festival in St. John, a very, very important cultural milestone, I think, for the city to actually be able to host, have, and hold dearly one of these festivals. And now we are coming to our second one. Our first guests today are Sandra Bell and Scott Lilly, both of Decoy Productions, and they are going to be putting on a show called Portrait. Now, Scott Lilly is our local actor and musician. He's the lead actor in the show. Unfortunately, he is working today, but fortunately for him, I'm sure, in a lot of ways, he's going to be joining us by phone. So we're going to have a little phone kind of intercom by the side of the bed. And we have with us, in present, in flesh, kind of like short cotton cutoffs and a bluish tank top. That's normal attire for you, is it not, Sandra Bell?
Only for sleepovers.
Oh, I'm only for sleepovers. Folks, I'd like to welcome to you I'd like to welcome you to the show. Scott Lilly on phone and Sandra Bell, actor, writer, director, producer, educator, fringe founder, and termed by Calgary Media, a most ravishing woman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I didn't know I was all those things.
Do you know, Scott, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, thanks for joining us. I hear you're at work, so you're probably not in any PJs right now, are you?
I wish I was, Tim.
Yeah, what do you usually wear?
Pretty much nothing, actually.
Pretty much nothing. So, well,
yeah, that's... I'm pretty comfortable in my own skin, so well, I prefer to keep it that way.
Well, that's great. Pretty much nothing is kind of the theme of this show right now. So, all right, guys. Well, let's get this interview started. Let's hit the sack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, here we go. This is... Okay. Just watch the headboard there. It's kind of soft.
I'm just trying to plump up the pillow here a little bit.
Yeah, it's... Okay, that's good. I was worried that I was going to have two of you in here, and I didn't know which way to face. If I should be between you two, or if I should be... Always between. Okay. Well, that's convenient, because you're going to be on one side of the bed, and you're okay against the wall here, are you, Sandra?
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
I might have to fling myself around just a little bit now.
Okay,
and then.
Perfect. All right, great. So you comfy? Everyone comfy? Great. All right. So basically, Sandra, I just wanted to direct this first question to you. Knowing that you are the Fringe founder, or one of the Fringe founders, pardon me, how is organizing this year's festival different from last year's?
I'm not in it. As part of the organizing team, that's a big difference.
You had none?
No, I completely backed out after last year. I spent a lot of fun time last year in the organizing of it, but this year I wanted to perform, and I also was busy in May and June, so I knew that I wouldn't have the time to give to the Fringe organizing, because it takes a lot of organizing. So I handed that over to some very able people. Pauline Cronin, who was my co-chair last year, she's continued on, so that we do have someone there to help with the transition, and hopefully a lot of good templates laid out from last year to keep it a little smoother this year.
Good, good, good. I just gotta move my arm for a second.
Oh, sorry.
It's that's weird. It's just kind of numb.
Is it falling asleep already?
Well, yeah. That's
usually it takes another few minutes. At
least. Yeah, usually it takes a lot longer than that.
Do you want
that
me to give
weird.
That a little rub?
Oh, sure, if you want.
There you go.
Thank you. Ouch. Ow. Okay, that's good. Hoy. Okay. Well, so can I, knowing now that you're not immersed with organizing the festival this year, do you have any ideas on what people can expect to see different with this year's festival, and what may encourage many people that don't know anything about a Fringe festival in the city to come to the Fringe festival this year?
Well, we actually had a pretty good turnout last year, and I hope that a lot of those people return. It seemed to be a success. We had, over the course of 5 days, we had about 1,800 bums in seats. So hoping we can increase the numbers this year. And we've got, and again, 15 different acts from across the country. In five different venues uptown, we've kind of moved around a little bit in the museum. We're not in the Hall of Wales like we were last. Oh, sorry, were last year, but we're we're in the Mary Oland Theater. So
Mary Oland Theater,
yeah,
still
at the BMO Studio at the St. John Theater Company and Sanctuary Theater and St. John Arts Center and.
So lots, there's pretty much all the same venues, if not just a little bit more than last year.
Oh, yeah, Happiness.
Happiness, yes, Happiness. I'm very familiar with Happiness. That's great that they're participating that way. It's great to have different venues like that, I think, to be able to kind of stretch the idea of what theater can be done.
Theater, in non-theater spaces.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Scott, thanks for your patience here. We miss you.
Oh, thank you.
Wish you were here. although this duvet cover was probably a bad idea. It's a little hot. We're going to take this off pretty soon. Now, Scott, how is working on a show when your lead actress is also the director, producer, and writer of said show?
Luckily, Sandra is awesome and is very informative, but also in a very nice way.
Lovely euphemism, sir. Lovely euphemisms. Yes. We all enjoy a good euphemism here.
No, it's been seamless, painless, so far, no fighting. So pretty much anything she tells me to do, I just do it.
That's why it works so well. I tell him to do it, and he does it.
So there's been a good relationship between you two on the working the production for this show. Yeah, I take
absolutely.
It.
We have a BDSM relationship.
Okay, very good, very good. And that's now it's kind of your show hits a soft spot with me. No pun intended. Because you're doing a little bit of nudity, if I'm
Indeed,
not mistaken.
Yes, we are.
Scandalous.
Although I don't have the balls as you did.
Oh, touche, touche. No, and that's working all right with you.
Oh, yeah.
For me.
Well, so far I haven't taken my clothes off yet, so we'll see, I guess.
So are you saying that your clothes are going to come off for the first time during performance?
No.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No, Jesus.
No.
No, I don't want to ruin the surprise for anybody.
You don't
Sandra.
Want to ruin your upcoming marriage either, I'm sure, sir. Congratulations. I heard
thank you so
one
much.
Of the reasons why you're probably making sure that you get all the work hours in with your other marriage
right.
coming up soon. Now, Sandra, I just wanted to quickly ask, since you are a bit of an authority on literature, considering your profession, we recently saw an iconic theater business in the province of Ontario and also recognized across the nation, a theater bookstore that went out of business after decades of prosperity. So I'm just wondering, is this another sign of theater, in your opinion? Do you think this is theater as like a lot of the major theater companies that we've seen in major metropolitan areas going bankrupt? Is this another sign of theater going the way of the dinosaur? Or is it just that actors don't read?
No, I don't think it's either. I think it's just the way of the book trade and the theater books, which is the store you're talking about, which was a great store, like many bookstores, is just going the way of the dinosaur. And, you know, people get things online. We'll order what they need online. It's just a shame because you always find things on shelves that you didn't know were there, and you're not going to find those online.
Well, exactly, because if I wanted a theater book, I would want to go to a specialized bookstore, you know, and I don't really believe that everyone's shopping on Amazon to the point where, you know, stuff like that is going out of business. But I just thought that was very interesting, that if maybe people are reading less or just buying more somewhere else.
I think they're just reading on other, you know, reading differently, reading in different places, finding their material in different places, and probably reading different things. Hopefully theater, at least until, you know, the end of August, is not dead.
Okay, well, quickly, Scott, would you mind quickly giving us a quick rundown about the portrait, the your show that you're doing with Sandra?
Yeah, sure.
She'll test you on this. She's going to test you on this.
She's going to be ruthless on this one, I'm sure. And test me, yes. Well, the show is about a duo. I am playing actually three different characters in the play. So there is Wendy, who is the main girl lead, which is Sandra. And then there's me, who is Scott. No, oddly enough, that is me.
Wow, that's
as well
convenient.
As the character. Mm-hmm. Mark, who is Wendy's ex-boyfriend and former lover, and Wendy's mother as well. So there's a little bit of mixture in there as a matriarchal figure as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the play is mostly about Wendy's kind of getting over Mark and finding Scott and realizing what's important in life and how to carry on with her love of art, as well as find someone who tweaks her interests relationship-wise, I guess.
No, that's great. That's great. And now, this since there is the aforementioned nudity, is there obviously an age limit to this show?
Sandra, I don't think we've set an age.
Not a limit, but maybe a minimum age, I guess, would probably be appropriate to say. You can be as old as you want.
It's very decorous nudity, if that helps. It's it's about art. It's not about, you know, show me your buttocks.
Of course. Of course. You're preaching to the choir there, girlfriend.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Did you just flush the toilet?
This is a very small washroom, Tim. I'm surprised. I'm surprised this was after you renovated it down to this size. It used to be much larger.
It's like a gong show.
I have a lot of equipment in here.
No,
I'm very
good, Judd. Well, that's going to that's definitely on that note. Before we go further down the toilet, you know, you folks have been the jewel so far in our our first show, despite the toilet. so I
think it overshadowed, actually.
I definitely want to make sure that you guys are above the toilet, like Judd is right now.
Somewhere around the rim, I think.
Folks, check out Portrait at the Fundy Fringe Festival. It's plays every day, August 20th to the 24th. You can also check it out at Facebook, Twitter, Fundy Fringe Festival, or Fundy Fringe Fest. You can also go to www.fundyfringefestival.com. Check out all the schedules, all the shows, all the performers are coming through. And please check out Facebook for a chance to win ticket to Portrait, free of charge. Theater Narcissus 12 and Local 107.3 FM and the aforementioned, but not shouldn't have to, Fundy Fringe Festival. Thank you for being on the show, Scott. Thank you for being on the show, Sandra. And best wishes with your production.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thanks.
Comfy bed.
It's nice. Thanks. You guys have been great in bed.
Through the sleepy city. In the dark, it looks so pretty. And when I got to the one cafe, you know the one, stays open night and day. I'm just looking at my sleepy city. In the night, it looks so pretty. But no one sees the city lights, and they just care about being warm inside. But no one listens to what people say. I'm just sitting, hear the radio play. And then this girl walked in. She was as pretty as my sleepy city. And I said, come on. Let's walk through that sleepy city. You know, the night, it looks so pretty. I'm tired of walking on my own. It looks so much better.
This probably sounds like I'm urinating on the radio. Pardon me. I'm washing my hands, folks. It's cleanliness. Cleanliness in this confined space.
All right. Well, why don't you go back to the bed, Tim? Because there's not enough room in here, and I don't...
Not enough room.
I didn't appreciate just being told to look the other way while you were in here also.
You don't want to see it. However, I cannot look the other way, because Judd Crandall, folks, is wearing... In theme of the show today, a lovely onesie, and it's probably really hot in that. Are those bears? Bears on it?
Yeah, they're bears. Bears with bears dressed as clowns.
I was thrown off by that. That's why I had to ask. Well done. I appreciate you getting in the mood, Judd, and thank you again. You're doing a great, great job. Our next guest, folks, we have. From the Fundy Fringe Festival, Andrea Cunningham and J.Q. Smith. They are the volunteer coordinators of said festival. Andrea Cunningham is here with us in the radio station room, and J.Q. Smith has escaped the bed by, like Scott, being on phone today, which is fine. That's what our little speakerphone is for by the bed here. Well, Andrea, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Are you ready to hit the sack?
I am.
Great. Let's do it. All right. Let's get in there. It's up here.
Now, when I get into a bed, I usually have to check for cats.
You are a pro at hopping in the sack, are you not?
Well, I've got two cats, and they do hide in very funny places. So I'm careful where I roll
over,
too.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we'll get comfy here. This arm. What is wrong with that arm? Okay. Andrea Cunningham and JQ Smith. JQ, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome. Thank you very much for joining us today. What do you usually enjoy to wear to bed?
Usually I'm a t-shirt of my favorite theater productions.
Okay.
And some pajama pants. So just picture that today.
Okay, we're going to picture that. And folks, Andrea Cunningham has the shorts. They're Harry Potter shorts.
Absolutely.
they're like Daisy Hermione Duke cutoffs. Thanks, here. Well, thanks. Thank you, folks, for joining me in the sack today. We appreciate you having on the show. Now, I'm curious. How important? I mean, we all know how important. How important are volunteers?
Volunteers are essential to Fringe. It's something where it's such a happening, frenetic, fun place, and there's so many small jobs that need to be done that we rely on. I think we had about 60 volunteers last year, JQ, something like
that?
Yeah,
we had just over 60 volunteers come out and help support the Fringe Festival last year, and I know we need just as many this year, if not more.
Yeah, and we're actually very lucky because I think about 3/4 of the folks who volunteered last year have signed up again. We're at 55 or so, if I look at the spreadsheet. So, and you might say, well, you're fine then, but as JQ said, we need as many as we can get. We've got all kinds of tasks for them to do, and it's such a good time. JQ and I were both volunteers last year, and look what we've done. We've become coordinators.
No, it's great. I mean, they're very, very important. I think a lot of people would agree that volunteers are the backbone, if not the full skeletal structure and a few sinews and muscles as well to the whole organization. So what's the most rewarding thing a volunteer for the Fundy Fringe Festival could expect during the festival? Like, I mean, what are they going to see? What are they going to do? What should they be prepared for?
Well, besides a guy getting naked, which apparently they are going to see this year as well, what they see is a whole bunch of fresh, innovative theater.
Yes.
Because Fundy Fringe is not juried. It's done by lottery. By any fringe, it's done by lottery. So there's no one saying this is what you can or can't put on. So you never know what you're going to see for performance. And they're just such wonderful people who are part of performance. I mean, one of my favorite memories was, we have the center of the Fringe sort of office and home is in the St. John Theatre Company building on Princess Street in what we called the Hub. And it's walking in there and seeing all kinds of people buzzing around, enjoying themselves, performers, volunteers, members of the audience. It's just the gestalt is great. How's that for a word?
That's good. That's going to be my new bad word.
What would you say?
Well, I think the cool thing about Fringe is that there's really something for everybody, not just in like the shows that you can see there, but in the jobs and things that you can get involved doing. If you're somebody that's outgoing and personable, we've got something there for you. We need people that are going to be the face of Fringe, you know, and talking to patrons and performers. But we also need people that maybe are a little bit quieter and like to do things like sorting out the money at the end of the day and helping behind the scenes. We need people that are technically minded, and we need people that are just friendly, good people to be there.
All right. So, JQ, what you're saying is that people of all different types of personalities are useful for this type of work.
Definitely. We've got things. If you are willing to give us some time, we've definitely got a job for you.
Perfect. Great. And how do they contact you?
You can contact us in a bunch of different ways. You can either go to the Fundy Fringe Festival website, which is fundyfringefestival.com, and there's a volunteer section there with an application online. You can also email us at fundyfringevolunteer@gmail.com, or you can come to one of our volunteer info sessions, which are being held July 14th. And the 17th, which are both next week at 7 p.m. at the St. John Theatre Company. And we'll have all sorts of information and more details about the jobs that you can do for the Fringe Festival there.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, J.Q. Smith. We appreciate your time on the phone. And Andrew Cunningham, I appreciate you being in bed today with me.
It's always a pleasure, Tim.
You are great.
Sorry.
In bed.
I keep making a mess in here. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, not a problem.
Just tidying up a little.
I'm going to give, if it's all right, I'm going to give Andrea the duvet cover because I don't think we're going to use this.
I told you when you came in here you could keep that.
Thank you very much.
Are you sure there's no cat in here?
No, no cat. But thank you very much. Andrea Cunningham, J.Q. Smith, volunteer coordinators for the Fundy Fringe Festival.
And you have been listening to Fringe Power on Local 107.3 FM. Thank you so much for joining us today. And join us again next Thursday at 4:30 p.m. right here on Local 107.3 FM for Fringe Power Summer 2014.